So when you've got faith that enlightenment is possible, you don't have the privilege of feeling insufficient anymore. You've just got to do what needs to be done, you know, go forward, move forward. A lot of our laziness is, it's just clever dick privilege stuff. In Know Your Mind, Banti says, faith is an indispensable emotional or volitional element of any experience of insight into the nature of reality. It is not like plunging optimistically into the dark. It is not blind. There are degrees of faith, obviously. Sometimes one may have enough faith to commit oneself without enough to feel total conviction. But faith contains at least a degree of certainty, a degree of knowledge. In Buddhism, there is no association of faith with uncertainty. So see on this retreat if you can touch into your faith and see what it knows, because it knows something. And faith knows what to place authority on. It knows what to be guided by. It's not anything to do with believing something that somebody else has told you. It's all to do with your own experience. It's your own vibration towards something else. And that vibration exists for a reason. It exists, you know, you're resonating with something. Find out what it is. Find out what that resonance, what the flavour of that resonance is. And draw an authority from it. So Vasubandhu's first factor arouses energy, gives that energy a focus. Suddenly there is a centre to the mandala in which we live, and everything can arrange itself around it. Everything has a position within it, in relationship to it. So what would your life look like if you really, really believed enlightenment was possible for you? What would you have to let go of internally and externally? How do you shield yourself from that particular truth? There's a lovely, I'll just finish with a lovely extract from the Buddha's life where he's trying to work out enlightenment for himself. And he goes to different teachers. And he thinks, you know, that teacher, he's got wisdom, it's got faith, it's got concentration, it's got energy. You think, well, I've got those things too. If I've got those things too, I should be able to do that. I should be able to achieve that same position in meditation. And then he just sets off and does it. And then he meets the next teacher and he thinks that teacher, and he knows all the qualities that teacher has. And then he thinks, but I have those qualities too. So how about I try and achieve that same thing as well? I found that very interesting because obviously he was consistently seeing, not exactly similarities, but he was finding his own reference point in his relationships with others. And maybe that's a lesson for us as well. Instead of focusing too much on difference, we could just see, I have energy. I have energy just like her. And I see her progressing. Why can't I do that? I like meditation. I love meditation just like her. Well, why can't I put myself into that position? Why can't I change those things? So this factor is telling us there's no reason why not, basically. I think that's it. Thank you. Thank you.